Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Lots of good news happening right around the world this week, and Carl O'Sullivan is with me in studio to tell us about some of the stories that'll put a smile in your face. How are you?
How are you, Andrea? I'm smiling already.
I know you are, and you're smiling because of this.
The weather. That's our key talking point today.
Yeah.
Is just the weather. It's like it's hitting 20 degrees outside today.
It's
here in Dublin City.
Like,
and I know we harp on about the weather here on Reasons to Be Happy, but it puts everyone in a good mood. Like, I think we can expect highs of 25 degrees down in parts of the West and Midlands. Like, I know the Midlands and the West get it better than the East Coast just a lot of the time.
Sunny Southeast.
Yeah, I know. But like, we've no reason to complain this week. Hit the beach. If you finish work at 4 o'clock or whatever today, it'll still be warm. There's no reason for it. And Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather says it's here to stay.
Most areas going to stay dry for the next 7-10 days. A lot of sunshine, temperatures getting above 20 degrees in many parts. East Coast will have that little breeze, so if you're heading to the East Coast for a beach, you may feel a lot cooler there. But the West will see the warmest temperatures, up to 25 degrees today.
And Andrea, I have other good news for you.
Go on.
Barbecuing,
yes,
is good for you.
Do you know, I think I have probably hit the barbecue on, I would say, 90% of the time over the past 3 weeks.
Yeah,
brilliant. I love it.
You're a huge fan of the old barbecue.
I love it.
But according to this research that I found today, barbecuing with friends is beneficial for your social and mental well-being. It can boost your mood, reduce stress, and provide a sense of accomplishment. So now, if I was coming around to your house, what's going on the
fish.
Barbecue?
Yeah, like I will do other stuff, but it's primarily I'm eating some form of fish that I've cooked in the barbecue.
A little grill.
A little bit of like sea bream or sea bass. And get the whole fish.
The whole thing.
It's not that expensive. No, get it in off the fishmonger in any of your supermarkets or in the fish shop. And just, cook the whole thing. Little bit of tin foil. Very simple, very nice, very tasty.
And are you in charge?
No, I'm doing it. I cook it for you. I'm all right.
What about a kind of a...
Something fancy.
A backseat driver trying to help you,
I know, I don't mind actually people helping out.
So
I don't
mind. You're not like kind of...
I'm not a total control freak despite what you've heard, you know. I will let people take over.
But yes, the outdoor time, the teamwork, the social connection and the whole sense of confidence
brilliant.
Is good for you.
Now, I know a great story in Cork about a hidden note.
This is pure Reasons to Be Happy. This is the stories we bring to you every week. But it's a handwritten note that was found hidden in the walls of the Metropole Hotel in Cork while it was under renovations this week. And the note dates back to July 1969.
It's unbelievable.
Like, what a story, first of all.
The Metropole is a really iconic hotel.
Yeah.
Actually, the last time we were down broadcasting the show 2 months ago, we were staying in the Metropole, and they were carrying out then huge renovation works. But it's fantastic.
Yeah, so it was in the middle of the lobby and they were demolishing a part of a wall, and they found this note that said, "With love from Tommy Ross, electrician, Jerry Higgins, carpenter, Steve Casey, painter, and John Keogh, plumber." And they put this call out to see could they find these four men. And lo and behold, John Keogh, now 86 years of age, has come forward. He is the plumber in question. And he said he's delighted that they found the note. And obviously the Metropole Hotel are delighted that they found them. But not only, they're after inviting them to the reopening of the renovations.
Fantastic.
And kind of, hopefully they'll maybe frame it on the wall or something like that. But we'd love to see if the three other men could come forward.
If they're, Steve Casey, Jerry Higgins and Tommy Ross. I love a nice message in a bottle story.
Yeah, it's really message in a bottle stuff. It was like recently there was a watch found on the Irish coast.
We were only talking about it last week.
It made
its way from Wales.
Yeah, mental story,
but I love... Now, if you're a fan of Mexican food...
We're frightened. Is it spicy? I think bread is spicy. I could use a jalapeno to heat up my home. I'm just a simple Irishman. I've never had a quesadilla before. I'm excited, to be honest. It looks very nice. Should I get a hard or a soft shell taco? What would you recommend for a beginner? What sort of sauces do they have? I like mayonnaise and coleslaw. They're my favourites. I'm very excited.
Garen Noon there, of course, of TikTok fame and Instagram and the whole lot. But he is talking about Taco Bell coming to Ireland. I know you say you're a fan of barbecuing, but you're a fan of tacos.
I love tacos, I love Mexican food in general.
Yeah.
I actually have never been to Taco Bell, though.
Neither
it's an American chain, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's an American chain, and it is coming to the retailer Applegreen. So Applegreen have 500 stations across the country, across Ireland, and they're bringing this kind of fast food chain from the US to Irish shores. And it'll have things like tacos, obviously, quesadillas, all them. But like, you've seen the success of the likes of M&S going into Applegreen and stuff like
that.
And it's just another one of them like jumping on this bandwagon. And also Popeyes, which...
I don't know Popeyes. Is that a...
So it's like kind of fried chicken
diner,
almost,
yeah,
like Chick-fil-A. That's also after getting planning permission for a location on Westmoreland Street here in Dublin City. So for all those foodies out there, a bit of good news coming this year.
But just on that about foodies, it should be an absolute crime. I heard Gara Noon talking about coleslaw on a taco.
I wouldn't put coleslaw on a taco.
Not a chance. Absolutely not. Fish tacos all the way. Tell us about the comedy drama series, the RTE revealing this first look.
Yeah, so the Walsh Sisters is based on the Marion Keyes novels, Rachel's Holiday and Anybody Out There. So they do like incredibly well when they come out every year or every so often. And Marion Keyes, obviously like very famous writer here in Ireland. But this series that has been taken on by RTE and it's going to be played on the BBC as well is now getting kind of this 6-part series, and the cast has been revealed. So Louisa Harland, so of Derry Girls fame, do you remember?
Yes.
She's Orla in Derry Girls. They also have Carolyn Menton, Daniel Galligan, Mairead Tyres and Stephanie Preisner. So Stephanie Preisner is actually one of the writers on the series, but she's also going to play Maggie, one of the sisters in it. And Marion Keyes said, like, I think this is kind of has an air of like normal people about it. It's going to the BBC. It's going to be on RTE. I think the whole country is going to be watching because everyone and their mom has read it.
It's like a bit of a normal people vibe to it.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It's like kind of everyone's going to be hooked on it, I think, you know, and there's going to be a bit of crack, but there's also kind of a nice heartwarming story as well behind it. But I think it's something that we can look forward to on our screens of Irish fame.
Now, your final little bit of good news for us this week.
Yes, Andrea, the Curry and Emmerdale theme song there.
Yeah.
In a first of its ever kind, a crossover episode is in the works.
Oh, stop. They're not going to mix the two, are they?
Yeah, so in January 2026, so little under a year from now, there is plans in the works for a Curry and Emmerdale crossover. Almost like when you think to Marvel,
no,
the multiverse.
No. Curry is great. Over the years, I never was an Emmerdale fan. Never, ever took to it. Now, I would have maybe had a little bit of a mismatch of Curry and EastEnders, perhaps.
Yeah, I was more, we're in EastEnders' house, and in Granny's house, it was definitely Emmerdale, the one. But like, I don't know why we were never Curry. Yeah. But there's definitely people out there that are looking forward to this. But what confuses me is that the amount of people that have been in both, like, where are they in all this? They've played characters.
But sorry, so what? The two soaps are coming together, or
it's
going to
be one.
It's going to
be
cast
one episode in like of the whole kind of cast coming together, telling one story. So they're obviously, I can imagine maybe some of the Emmerdale cast might end in Manchester or something like that along the lines. We don't really know yet, but they announced it as part of their new scheduling for 2025-2026, and it's going to be just one kind of standalone episode come January next year. But I'd say there's competition for viewers of both, but like, and people are saying, oh, they like one and they like the other. It might lead, I suppose, to people enjoying both, but I'm sure there's people out there now that are looking forward to this, almost like it's like a cinema release.
I wonder, is it going to be like a Christmas special type thing? Is it that sort of a
bonus
program?
Maybe almost like an hour long special, but like, I can tell my granny Mary now, she's going to be looking forward to it.
She'll enjoy that. Chris has got in touch to say, just on the barbecues for people who enjoy it, I hope you're using charcoal. This is in relation to me. If you have a gas barbecue and you're bragging about it, all you've done is just moved your cooker outdoors. He's right though. I have a gas barbecue. I'm lazy when it comes to barbecuing. And he's totally spot on. It's basically just an outdoor oven. That's all it is.
Well, we don't have a barbecue back in my house, so we just do it all in the oven and it all tastes the same, Andrea.
Just bring it outside and
it
pretend.
All tastes the same.
Carl O'Sullivan, thanks a million as always for popping in to Lunchtime Live. A little bit of just nice happy news to put a smile on your face this Wednesday afternoon.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.